let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Chris Wilder is a highly respected board-certified coach, strategic life coach, best-selling author, popular podcaster, holder of three black belts, owner and head instructor of West Seattle Karate Academy. For a little over 15 years, he was a political and public affairs consultant. Along the way, he spent time at the feet of a Lakota medicine woman, Christian mystics, and for a few years as a Franciscan friar. He began training in martial arts back in 1976. Today, he holds three black belts in three arts. He owns the West Seattle Karate Academy, also the head instructor. He's authored or co-authored 20 books, subjects ranging from leadership to self-improvement to self-defense and classical karate. Two of his books have earned him international recognition in the martial arts world. Chris has had bestsellers and award winners like Dude, The World's Gonna Punch You in the Face, Here's How to Make It Hurt Less, a 5th Annual Beverly Hills Book Award winner in the personal growth category, also a 5th Annual Beverly Hills Presidential Prize winner, and a 2017 Next Generation Indie Book Awards in the self-help category. Chris Wilder, our guest on This Week in America. Chris, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Rick, thank you so much for the opportunity. It's so wonderful to be in the company of a pro like yourself. And I don't know who that guy is you were talking about earlier.
He's pretty impressive. We've got a lot to talk about on the show. It's great to have you on the program with us. And I want to thank Matt Shea, Matt, the inspirational author, frequent guest on the program, a longtime friend of Chris Wilder, who introduced us a few months back, and we put this program together. I'm sure this will be the first of many. So I thank Matt for the opportunity to talk with Chris. And you guys go back a lot of years, don't you?
Oh, yeah, Matt's aces. We have, 35 years maybe.
Wow. Oh, you're on me. I think we've got, Matt and I got about five having him on the program, maybe six. Time goes by so quickly, it could even be seven, but you've got a lot more than I do. Yeah, I mentioned that background. It's so impressive. You've had such an interesting career, a successful career, and I get the impression that martial arts training that you started in 1976, what is that sort of the foundation for who you are today and the success that you've had?
Yes, is the short answer. It's a combination of both bringing out something that was already sort of existent in me and then, you know, giving it a container to form in and to add direction and deliberation. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of talk about the precepts of martial arts, you know, discipline, respect, courtesy, and all of those things. And yeah, you know, as a young person, if you don't have somebody putting the ditches on the side of the road and building fences for you and saying, don't go out there and spin out in the field, you will. And that's what martial arts did for me, was it gave me a focus, a place to be, something to do, and a reward.
With all the experiences you've had in life, and I mentioned now that you are a strategic life coach, does all that come into play when you're sitting and listening and working with your clients? I'm guessing that all of that background comes into play because whatever they've got is something that you've experienced probably as well.
Well, it may not be a same experience, and it might not even be similar, but the elements are there, and they're an opportunity to, you know, sort of to listen, to assemble, and to find out, you know, what it is that this person is seeking. Oftentimes, there's a confusion between coaching and therapy. Coaching is not therapy. Therapy is about going to the past and finding out why. Coaching is about getting more of what you've decided that you desire and bringing clarity and focus to that, and allowing you to set your compass correctly, even in stormy waters, towards the direction that you seek. So that's a long answer to a short question. The answer is really yes.
Chris Wilder, our guest on the program, an interesting website. Now, Chris is K-R-I-S, chriswilder.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to Chris's website, where you go in detail about the coaching. And it's interesting because you coach a lot of people, from young kids up to successful business people. So a lot of people come to you for assistance.
Yeah, it's flattering that I should have such a a broad
yes.
base, I guess, a broad ability. It really is something that is it's very rewarding. I'm very grateful. I'm grateful that I have that opportunity. It's something that I include in my prayer life every day. Just the gratitude and the thank you for the opportunity to be of service to other people, no matter where their walk is taking them and where they have been or their place in life. I'm a fortunate man. I'm a fortunate man.
A lot of people would ask, why would I go to a coach? When people come to you, what is the main reason they come to you for some guidance, some assistance?
Well, they don't really know this. But it's the same reason that I was hired as a consultant. Oftentimes, I would find myself with a group of people clustered in an office, and there would be a group of people who are in the inner circle with the candidate or the issue or whatever it was, and something would have, thrust forward, and now we're having a conversation. There needs to be a decision made as to what action is going to be taken. And you would hear people say things like, well, if you don't do this, you're going to lose. The catastrophizing sort of,
yes.
Shaping of the problem. And if this doesn't happen, this is going to, and often is couched with this sort of third rail mentality. If you touch this, you're going to die. The point of a consultant is that I don't have that emotional attachment. I mean, I care, but you're actually paying me for an emotional detachment. You're paying me for an opportunity to bring my skills and my experience to the table for you and say, I'm going to take away all of the clouds here of the relationships, the care, and the concern, and sometimes the emotionality of the moment, and I'm going to say, here's the way you go. Here is something for you to look to see. And I'm not necessarily demanding, of course, that you do this, but, it's like this is you've asked, and this is what my professional, disassociated, right. Position is. And that's what coaching can be, because we spend so much time in our heads. People don't really realize it until they start auditing it, how much time we really sort of spend in our heads and dancing over emotions that really are not of any great benefit, or we don't come to any conclusion. And so that's what coaching does, is it gives you that third-party perspective that you may not have had an opportunity to really see, a little bit of clarity, a little bit of perspective, I guess, sort of lighthouse on that craggy rock in the stormy seas.
And when I look at
the principle.
Yeah, when I look at some of the testimonials, a common theme is I get a clearer vision. Is that one of the most important things you can do for someone, one of the most important elements you bring to the table, is for them to properly focus? Because you're right, we've got things coming at us 100 miles an hour throughout the course of the day. Focus is sometimes difficult to achieve.
It is. And yes, that's the biggest thing that you can do is really, you think about it and you go, well, what's your value and how do you value it? What's the hierarchy of those values? And then how do you satisfy those things? I often tell people that you need to be selfish when you take care of yourself. And now that sounds really strange, but I exaggerate to clarify. The idea of being selfish, and again, exaggeration to clarify, is that if you're not healthy, mentally, physically, spiritually, you cannot really be present for yourself. And then on top of that, by extension, you cannot be present and helpful to the best of your ability to those that you care and love, your family or your close acquaintances. And then thirdly, how can you possibly even dream to do anything in your community if you can't take care of yourself first? And we see that on a daily basis, but we sort of don't really think about it in those terms. It's a bullseye, and it's a little bit of selfishness. It's the ability to say, I got to have this moment for my meditation, or I'm going to get up a little early to do this, or I'm going to make that happen. The demands of the world are huge, and we sort of succumb to the dance of those demands without really bringing down that sense of, got to take care of myself. You know, the airlines tell you what, in the unlikely event.
Yeah, you grab the mask.
You grab the mask first and then begin to help your children. Yeah.
Yeah, it comes back to that focus that we talked about that's so important and so elusive in so many of our lives. Chris Wilder is our guest in the program. Board-certified coach, strategic life coach, best-selling author, popular podcaster, holder of 3 black belts and 3 martial arts, a Hall of Fame martial artist. His website is very simple, chriswilder.com, and Chris is K-R-I-S. Link on directly by going to our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. A lot of great information there on the coaching that we've been talking about. And it's interesting because not everybody comes in and sits down across from you for coaching. You do some of these up and walking. They prefer to do it that way and do quite a few by telephone, I understand.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's a great way to fit in and to fit into people's schedule and to also fit into, just the world as it is today. The actual, face-to-face is not as common as it once was. And the ability to do it by phone is really a great way to go. Not much for text, because text loses so much of quality and conversation and nuance. But, the ability to reach across the world and just have these conversations is absolutely a gift, and it's a great one.
The book I mentioned in the beginning, and I love the title, and we've got a few minutes left in the program, so we'll talk about it. And then at a later date, we'll get into it in a little more detail. Dude, the World's Gonna Punch You in the Face. Here's How to Make It Hurt Less. Let's talk about that. Is this from your own experiences getting punched in the face that you're able to guide us through this? Because you've been there at some point in your life.
Literally and metaphorically. Dude, the World's Gonna Punch You in the Face was written with my frequent co-author and business partner, Lawrence Kane. What we did is we looked at that part of life. This is designed for young men. This is not for women, and it's not for young girls. It's for young men. And it's not for kids, and it's not for adults. It's for that age of about 15 to 25 where you're really trying to make your bones. You're trying to find out who you are, what your place is in the world, and how you, carry yourself in that world. And the world is really quite unforgiving. It doesn't really care. People care. The world doesn't. And so you're going to get punched in the face. And part of it is going to be out of your control. You just simply cannot do anything about it other than how you choose to react and respond to it. There are other things which are self-inflicted. That's what this book is about. Here's some things you might want to think about. And so each section is designed for that mindset that I talked to you about, where we spend maybe only a page, and it's like, here's the title. And it's money. And here's a story about money. And here's a couple action items that you might want to undertake. Very, very quick, very easy. Just something that can be read. Now, the idea of giving a book to a 18-year-old and having them read it is kind of a difficult sell. But we have found, and this is our prescription. We say, parents, buy the book, just put it somewhere in the house. Put it on the coffee table, put it on the kitchen table.
And eventually, dude, we'll get to it.
Yeah, yeah, just leave it there, and eventually the book will disappear. And then you'll begin to notice some changes in your young man's behavior.
Well, it's laid out so well because it's very easy to read. It's laid out, as you said, by topics, and you're not going to sit there for an hour and a half trying to see how the story is going to end. It's right there. It's direct. And then you've got the action tips at the end of each. So it's once you read that, it's like, okay, now Chris is telling me how I can actually implement this and see if this actually works. So I'm sure you get results because I actually follow through with it.
Yeah, if you follow through, it's rinse and repeat, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And as is anything is in life that's worth, integrating into yourself and becoming habitual with, habitual success comes from, you know, discipline, focus, a decision, a choice, and then an application. And like I said, rinse and repeat, you know, to quote the old commercials, you know, that's the way that it's done.
You start off by talking about the first chapter is first respect yourself. And I'm reading that and I'm thinking, boy, that would apply even, I would think, in the coaching. How many of us actually respect ourselves?
So many don't.
Yes.
And I was having a conversation with a friend of mine one day, and we were just sort of going over some things. And he said, you know, I got a question for you. I said, yeah, what is it? And he said, would you tolerate an employer treating you the way that you treat yourself mentally? And it was like, no, absolutely, I would not. And he said, then why do you tolerate it from yourself?
Interesting.
Yeah.
And that's so true. Yeah, and I'm looking at that. I'm going, boy, this could apply to not just dudes, but all of us out there. I'm a little beyond the dude category, and it's like,
Brian,
yeah,
still
if you don't,
the word on the street.
Okay. You've heard it. Word travels quickly across the country with modern technology. Yeah, if it starts with you. If you can't respect yourself, then nobody else is going to, and it's difficult for you to respect somebody. All of this and more you will find at Chris's website. Boy, the time has gone by way too quickly. Chris Wilder, our guest on the program, strategic life coach, and you can get information on the coaching at the website, information on the books, a lot of other great information there as well. We'll have Chris back on the program. Much more to talk about with all the books that he's involved in. And great time as a political consultant. I'd love to go back. He's worked with local grassroots campaigns, with local campaigns, presidential campaigns. It'd be fun to go back and take a look at that. And we will do that on a future program. The website is chriswilder.com. That's K-R-I-S, Wilder.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And again, I want to thank Matt Shea for hooking us up, because I think we're going to have some interesting discussions here. We did today, and we will have more. Chris, this really has been fun. Went by way too quickly. Thanks for being with us. Look forward to having you back on the program.
Rick, thank you so much. This is just a pleasure. I love your show, and the opportunity to be on it just makes me giddy. Thank you so much for the opportunity. That just so brilliant of you. Thank you.
Well, this is so much fun to have guests on the program that have something to offer, and you do in so many facets of your very interesting life, and we will continue to follow up on those on subsequent programs. Once again, Chris Wilder, our guest on the program, chriswilder.com, the website. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.